Paris is a vintage city with historic monuments and recreational sites dotted around. France is said to be the most visited country in the world and remains the third largest income earner from tourism. After all formal activities came to a close, President Mahama and his wife Lodina visited the Louvre Museum. It is a rectangular structure with a pyramid inverted in the middle. The Louvre Museum is one of the world's largest historic monuments and the most visited. In an area of more than 60,000 square meters, the museum houses about 35,000 masterpieces from prehistory to the 21st century. One would also find exhibits of Islamic art, sculptures, drawings, and archaeological findings. For those who have read the book The Da Vinci Code or watched the movie, will notice how the Louvre Museum featured prominently there. President Mahama shares his impressions after touring the museum.
These are artifacts that we have read in history books, seen reproductions of Mona Lisa for God knows how long, and then this is the first time you see the actual painting in real life, and it's a quite different experience. Paris is a beautiful city, and this is only my third time of coming here. But any time one comes, you are struck by the rich culture of the city. I mean, everywhere there are monuments. I mean, buildings have been preserved. There are operas and things. And a lot of people come here just to enjoy the ambience of the city.
President Mahama thinks our cultural heritage has been neglected for far too long. With limited resources, he believes something can still be done to some of Ghana's historic sites like the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum to make it look more attractive to tourists.
Because of the economic debt to which our country sank, basic human existence has become more important than anything else. And so the finer things of culture and things we have ignored. We have a beautiful museum in Ghana with a lot of artifacts preserved, you know, but I think we could do better. Ghana has a very rich culture, and I'm sure that we can preserve many more things. I mean, this shows you how endlessly the culture of the French people and European civilization has been captured. It's a call to action. We need to also preserve our places of culture so that people will appreciate and come to our countries to learn how far we've come.
The Louvre Museum attracts about 10 million tourists each year. It is owned by the French government and generates foreign exchange for other development projects.